All right, you can probably hear the band as they start to come down the street. This is something that Chris Del Conte and the group thought up and created, and it's been unbelievable to watch. Again, it's going to be on Facebook and Instagram if you want to check this out now or later. But the Palm Squad leading the band down, which then leads the team in. The guys all in their suits and some with the headphones on. It's been amazing to watch throughout the season. The folks are lined up down the street. And, Buck, this has been incredible, man. This is an amazing thing to see. And we saw from week one that the players and coaches really appreciated it.
Well, they dig that. They really do. They appreciate it, especially those seniors. And you think you won't get a tear coming out of your eye right here, Chad? I don't want to see it on the sideline, but I'd like to see it right here. You know what I mean?
Now's okay?
Now it's okay.
2 hours before is okay?
2 hours to have some tears is fine.
Okay.
But not on the sideline before the kickoff. You can't be crying. You can't have tears in your eyes then.
Tears of death.
Time to go play.
Now is the time.
Yes.
I see the Texas flags coming down, the burnt orange flags with the white Texas, the white flags with the burnt orange Texas on it. Got a lot of people holding up their phones, recording the moment. I got a little kid right here with the foam hook'em horns. He's sitting on his dad's shoulders. I mean, there's nothing better than that. If they were at Texas OU, they'd be flipping people off.
That they were.
Yes, exactly. Here comes the band. You can hear it. We'll let you experience it as the band leads the team in on Bevo Boulevard. Cheer you hear there is for Sam Ellinger, who's walking through in his suit right now, a little bit ahead of him. What a look for Brecken Hager this evening as he walks in with a cowboy hat on and pigtail braids with the hair. Bucky, I don't think he's going to play like that, but he's got the hair in pigtail braids right now.
That is really sweet.
That's a look right there.
That it is.
Unbelievable stuff. The coaches and players coming through right now. I see Oscar Giles walking through in a suit. It's got to mean a lot for a guy like Oscar, Bucky, to see the development of something like this at Texas, because when he was here, it just wasn't like this.
No, there was nothing like this at all, Chad. And this is a special time, as I said. There are 26 seniors that are walking right by us right now, and this makes them feel really, really good, and probably should have been done years ago.
Yeah.
So they would have felt good as sophomores and juniors. But, hey, sometimes it takes a while to get things right. They've got it right now.
I remember one of the first seniors that I saw watch this and saw that face. Patrick Vahe was one of the first I can remember walking in. And the look on his face, it was kind of like he was trying not to be in awe. But you had that moment of, oh, this is a little different. It's a little different than what we've seen. And now the folks will spread out a little bit and get ready to, of course, head into the game. They timed this out right before they opened the stadium 2 hours before kickoff. And they set it for 4:50 today. Another great scene here on Bevo Boulevard. Thanks to everybody who came down to check it out. It's very cool. Again, you got the full band walking down there, so the sound is really cool. We hope it comes across on the air. And again, if you didn't catch it, you can go to Facebook and Instagram, and hopefully we got it up there for you. Thanks to Kristen and our crew here for getting everything going. So it is Longhorn Game Day, brought to you by Coors Light. We're getting ready for Texas and Iowa State.